It is about 7:45. You're with Tom and Alex.
On Wednesday morning on Triple J, let's say g'day to one of the artists, one of the many artists who have contributed to this week's feature record.
More artists than usual for a feature album.
Far too many, if you ask me. It's called He Will Have His Way. It's a tribute to the songs of Neil and Tim Finn. And it's very good morning to Chris Chaney from The Living End. G'day, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, very well. Whereabouts do we find you this morning?
Oh, you find me in Melbourne most of the time these days.
Okay, great. And you're rehearsing away with your popular band, The Living End?
Pop group, yeah. We're getting ready to record in the next couple of months, and, yeah, we're just throwing ideas at the wall still.
Wow. Okay, are they sticking to the wall? Are they slowly sliding down? Are they missing the wall completely?
No. The majority of them are sticking to the wall. We've got fairly good aim these days, I like
great.
To think.
Great. We might have a bit more of a chat about that a bit later on, but first of all, let's have a chat about this track. Distant Sun is the song you chose to cover for the record He Will Have His Way, a tribute to the songs of Neil and Tim Finn. Why did you choose this song? Why did you end up covering Distant Sun?
Look, it's just a cracker of a tune, really. It's probably my favourite of the Finn's songs. Which is difficult because there's so many great songs, of course. But I just felt that, you know, I might be able to do something with it. I decided that it would probably be best to not try and just cover it with a full band because I thought that could end in disaster. So actually, the guy who put it together, John O'Donnell, he sort of had the idea to maybe strip it right back and give it a bit of a Billy Bragg kind of treatment, which I'd never really done before. I felt very naked.
We've had quite a bit of experience in cover bands. I mean, before The Living End really took off, was that a large proportion of what you were doing, really?
It was, yeah. We used to know about, like, 200 songs, mostly kind of 50s and 60s tunes. But, yeah, we've done a fair few covers over the years, and, you know, I did that Beatles White Album thing last year, so I think it's time now that this is done to maybe try and write something again to show that we haven't... It disappeared into cover band territory.
Fair enough. Well, can I ask, because on She Will Have Its Way, which was the female version of the Neil and Tim Finn tribute record, Brooke Fraser from New Zealand covered it, but she left out one of the lines in the song. You'll hear it, we're about to play in a moment, but she omitted the line, like a Christian fearing vengeance from above because she herself is a Christian.
Oh.
Were there any lines in the song that you considered cutting at all, Chris, because it conflicted with your personal beliefs?
I'm scanning lyrics. No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. You left out the racist tirade in the middle of it. That was an interesting
choice. Yes, of course I did. Yes. Yeah, it's not really applicable these days.
Fair enough.
We've
Thanks.
Moved on, haven't we?
Yeah. Are you there?
We are totally here.
I've lost you. I've lost you.
Look, let's have a listen to that track. It's from the record Together Alone originally, but from this week's feature record here at Triple J from He Will Have Its Way. This is Chris Chaney covering Distant Sun. He joins us on the line and we'll have a bit more of a chat to him after this.
Hi, this is Chris from The Living End using my very best radio voice, and you are listening to Triple J, and that was my version of sorts of Distant Sun from the new record, He Will Have His Way.
Brilliant.
How's that?
Amazing.
Brilliant.
That's better than I could have ever imagined, Chris. Thank you so much.
I got some tone, man.
And you've only got to have a listen to a few snippets of the rest of the album, a few of the covers. Are there any that stood out for you?
The Boy and Bear one was pretty cool. I can't remember what song they did now, but I remember thinking they sounded quite tasty.
That is a very tasty track, and a very popular one. We're getting a lot of requests here at Triple J for that particular song.
Yeah, they're so hot right now.
Did you have to do any research into the song before you went into the recording studio, Chris? Do you have to know the motivation behind the writing of the song, the angle, where it's coming from, that kind of thing?
No, not really. I was absolutely petrified at the idea of doing it. I agreed to do it, and then I had a second thought very late in the day that perhaps this was a bad idea, because, you know, it's like treading on sacred ground, really. I just didn't want to stuff it up. So I just, you know, I tried not to stuff it up, obviously, and I think the idea of just taking it somewhere completely different, you know, was the right way to go, and... So, yeah, I was quite happy with the way it turned out. It's not something that I've had a lot of experience with. You know, I've really been in The Living End since I was, you know, like 12 years old. I've never really stepped outside of that, particularly not solo like this. So, but the thing is, you know, with those songs, they're so well written. You know, they really are the blueprint of how to put a pop song together. They just kind of, they just flow, and there's something about that that's extremely difficult to do as a writer. So I tried to really, you know, learn from that and get inside the song, and that was another cool aspect about doing this project was it's good doing covers because you get to kind of dissect how someone else puts a song together, and it doesn't kind of get any better than the Finns.
Yeah. Were you listening to a lot of Crowded House or Split Ends when you were growing up?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think one of the first songs I ever remember hearing on the radio was I Got You, you know, and it kind of, it still has an eerie kind of quality to it. I don't know what it is. It's sort of this, it's this minor chord kind of thing, and it's kind of slightly scary and, you know, has the frightening part in it and all. I just remember hearing that and a couple of Joe Jackson songs. That were the first tunes I remember as a kid.
Old school.
Wow.
Yeah.
And well, you had to step away for the cover album from your band The Living End. We've actually taken you away from them at the moment while you're chatting to us on the phone. What are you going to get back to after we've finished talking to you?
Oh, just good old rocking, you know.
Excellent.
Just get back in at 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is that what you did? You walk in the shoe and say, okay, boys, some good old rockin'. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go!
It's pretty much that complicated.
Right.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're just trying to come up with ideas and songs, and we played some gigs the other week where we just got up and played all new material, and for those shows we really did sort of choose the four on the floor, three chord rock and roll tunes, because at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of, we feel it's what represents the band best, so we're very conscious of that. We don't want to disappear up our own butts or anything like that. So we're trying to keep the energy in there for these next batch of songs.
Let us hope that day never comes, sir. Thanks so much for having a chat to us, Chris Chaney. It's lovely to have you on the line, and thank you for contributing to this record, which we're very happy to be featuring all this week here at Triple J. He Will Have Its Way is the name of the record. Hopefully it sells as well as She Will Have Its Way. Do you feel any pressure in that respect in terms of record sales? It was huge, that last one.
Oh, I think it'll be far superior.
Okay,
I think don't men do everything better?
Sexist.
Isn't that right? Is that wrong to say?
Absolutely sexist. Chaney, you old dog.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Mum.
No worries. Thanks so much, man, and have fun back in the rehearsal studio. Thanks.
Yeah, will do. Thank you, gentlemen.
Cheers. You're on Triple J.